Time now for your letters, and we received many on John Dillon's story from Barrie, Vermont. I was very disturbed by your report on the police officer who searched a classroom in the middle of the night to find evidence that a teacher was expressing anti-Bush administration views, writes Greg Ribo. The police officer abused his power and broke the law by conducting an illegal search. The teacher acted well within his constitutional rights. The founders considered freedom of expression to be of the highest importance, thus the First Amendment. They weren't too fond of unreasonable searches either, as expressed in the Fourth Amendment. Most letter writers criticized the policeman, but Tom Meath wrote that he feels a high school teacher is unquestionably wrong to use his position to indoctrinate students with his partisan views. Marianne McCune's story on Ajaz Ahmad, the illegal Pakistani immigrant who was deported from the United States, also drew a number of letters. Michael Brodigam of Cincinnati felt Ahmed deserves no sympathy because he flouted the immigration laws. People like him, and there are perhaps millions, viewed the United States as a soft touch and were correct for far too long. I applaud the crackdown on these economic terrorists, and while the indelible images of the Twin Towers burning suggests it makes sense to go after the Muslims first, I hope that eventually everyone who has scammed the United States will be found and deported without regard to race, religion, or country of origin. An email from Cora Perez provided a counterpoint saying the story contained a balanced perspective that is so often absent from discussion of immigration policy. Economic refugees who migrate to the United States serve as the backbone of this society. Who would pick our crops, clean our hotels, bus our tables, dig our ditches, or mow our lawns if it weren't for the immigrant? Finally, we were chastised by Mark Wonder of Topeka, Kansas, who wrote, I think you owe the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks an apology. You did a story on pornography and mentioned at one point that porn used to be not as prevalent back in the days when it was shown in the Elks Hall. I've been a member of the Elks for 29 years, and at no time during those 29 years have I ever seen a stag film at an Elks Lodge. When we used to have stags, they were for fellowship, a little poker, or cards and dinner, and maybe a drink or two. You can write to us. Our email address is wesun, W-E-S-U-N, at npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.